The ISIL terrorist group has reportedly used a chemical attack, or a chemical agent rather, in its Friday attack in Syria. The attack took place in the town of Mare, near the flashpoint city of Aleppo. The Takfiri terrorists reportedly fired over 50 rounds of artillery, some of which contained a chemical agent. The attack killed one person and wounded at least 10 others. Officials speculate that the chemical agent was mustard gas. Mare has been under sustained attack from ISIL terrorists in recent weeks. It sits along the highway linking Aleppo to the Turkish border. The terrorists use the border for sending supplies and foreign militants into Syria. Senior lecturer of University of Sydney, Dr. Tim Anderson, joins us now to give us his insight on the recent report stating that the ISIL Takfiri terrorists may have used a chemical agent in their attack in Mare. Sir, are you with us? I'd like to get your take on these recent reports that have been recently divulged about the use of chemical agents by the ISIL Takfiri terrorists.
Yes, how are you? We know these reports have gone back for at least 3 years now that the Islamists backed by NATO and coming in through Turkey have been using chemical weapons for at least 3 years now. And the only people in Syria that have used those chemical weapons have been the NATO and Gulf-backed Islamists. So it's quite consistent. Of course, initially it was blamed on Jabhat al-Nusra. Some people arrested in Turkey. Quantities of chemical weapons have been found by the Syrian army in Syria. So there's quite a history to this.
And what about the response that the international community gives when there are reports of the use of chemical agents by the ISIL terrorists? Many believe that the international community and the United States usually give a disproportionate response and nonchalantly tread away from these reports.
That's right. In the past, they tried to blame this on the Syrian government. All of the major attempts to do that failed. The one in East Ghouta in particular, almost exactly 2 years ago now, there was a subsequent UN report after the East Ghouta incident, which you recall almost led to a major escalation in the war, headed off by Russia's initiative with the getting the Syrian government to dispose of all of its chemical weapons. But back at that time, the UN report, without pointing any fingers, found that chemical weapons had been used on five occasions at the end of 2013. Three of them were against soldiers and civilians. So you can see, even though they didn't point fingers, all of the evidence was going the same way. Indeed, the independent evidence that disproved the claims against the Syrian government 2 years ago mainly came from North America. There were scientists from MIT who said that the trajectory of the missile said to have been used, said by the White House and by Human Rights Watch, also based in Washington, was quite false, that those projectiles couldn't have been fired from the closest army point. So the evidence has all been one way on this, but that hasn't stopped the Western media and Western governments repeatedly claiming or trying to implicate the Syrian government.
Thank you very much, Dr. Tim Anderson, joining us from Sydney.